Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the reopening of the Korean market, now a reality. Back on that in just a moment.
Attention, Oklahoma small business owners with 50 or fewer employees. You may save 60% or more on health coverage for employees through a state subsidy called Insure Oklahoma. It's funded by the Oklahoma Tobacco Tax and subsidizes health coverage premiums for lower to moderate income employees. Ask an insurance agent about Insure Oklahoma. Go to InsureOklahoma.net or call 1-888-365-3742 for more information. Insure Oklahoma, subsidizing health coverage.
This is Ed Richards with the Radio Oklahoma Network. If you haven't heard about the Insure Oklahoma Healthcare Assistance Plan, listen to this. Any company with 50 or fewer employees can have 60% or more of their qualified employees' premiums paid through Insure Oklahoma. Now, Tyler LaRue with LaRue & Associates has already helped over 150 businesses take advantage of a great program. Tyler LaRue at 1-800-994-1950. Tyler LaRue at 1-800-994-1950.
Shipments of U.S. beef have passed inspection in South Korea for the first time since last October. That's the word from the South Korean government. Even as we begin seeing the inspection of that beef that's been in storage for months and months now in South Korea, you got to wonder about the protocol between the two governments. Are we going to see a blow up again like we saw last year? Well, Susan Schwab, a trade ambassador, says nope, it's more clearly defined this go round.
We had problems under the previous protocol where they would find a bone chip and shut down the whole market. And the new protocol is very clear that the response has to be proportional, meaning if something shows up that's a mispack that has no health safety problems associated with it, then they treat it as a mispack and they treat, you know, this is between a buyer and a seller, it's a quality issue. If they find something that is a health hazard, is a food safety hazard, like an SRM, that's a different matter, but we're not going to have a one strike, you're out. There has to be a second, you know, at least two incidents of that before they can stop shipments from a particular plant. Again, they can't shut down the whole market just because one plant has shipped them an SRM. They have to worry about the health and safety of their citizens, but we want them at the border to be doing things that are responsible and proportionate. And this particular a protocol that we just negotiated is very much attuned to that. So I feel good about it.
Trade Ambassador Susan Schwab. Now, the beef that has been inspected thus far, a total of 85.6 metric tons, has actually been cleared now. The officials with the South Korean government saying pending payment of duties, the beef can be released into commerce Monday or Tuesday, although large discount outlets and supermarket chains have said they will not initially stock U.S. beef to avoid protests. Clearly, we're now more and more a lightning rod of any left-wing anti-American nut in South Korea. Protests have become more violent since trade resumed last week, with press reports indicating that hundreds of police and protesters injured Sunday in a rally that coincided with the conclusion of a visit by U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Ms. Rice urging South Koreans to trust official assurances that U.S. beef is safe. She says, quoting now, "I can only say that American beef is safe and that we hope in time the South Korean people will listen to that and will be willing to listen to what their government is saying and what we are saying." You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattlemen, why buy an expensive ground load trailer when you can use the LT Dock ground load conversion for livestock trailers? The patented conversion attaches to existing pot trailers or straight floor trailers for easy loading or unloading from the ground or from a dock. The conversion adds 3 feet of length and converts in 60 seconds. Available in steel or aluminum. For more info, call 580-922-4973 or visit www.ltgroundload.com. That's www.ltgroundload.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes with you today here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.